Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil. Hello and welcome. A good Monday to you all. We have had another great week last week, and we're looking at another new wonderful week coming in at us. And I want to tell you and I want to express to you the excitement that I have felt as I've been making connections with the other side, and the information and the messages that have been coming across, and the emails that have come in from people who have been on the program and people who have been hearing the program and for whatever reasons weren't able to call, but the words of encouragement and the words of hope that have been offered from those that are on the other side, giving encouragement to those that are still here. Comfort, guidance, wisdom, all of those wonderful things happen when we're working with and through the communications with those who are on the other side or across the veil. I wanted to invite you to check out some of our websites. We had some new work done on some of the sites, and they're just looking really nice. And if you go to the whitewolfapril.com website, we've now added some video, and we've added a slideshow and done some improvement on our product order page, and it's just looking absolutely fabulously. And so I would invite you to go ahead and check out that website, whitewolfapril.com, and maybe there's some products in there that could be beneficial to you on your walk, on your path where you're at right now. Another site that we have is called whitewolfenterprise.com, and on there we tell you a little bit about what the Three Sisters is doing, and that's a group of women who have come together. There's three of us, and we've come together to begin to offer ceremony and offer different forms of prayer, meditation, type of energies, and there's some pictures on there from some incredible ceremonies that we have been doing throughout Alaska, and it's just a beautiful site. You go ahead and check that one out as well. I think you'll enjoy it. We also have a social networking site that's called acrosstheveil.ning.com. That's ning.com. Go ahead and check that out, and feel free to join, because we are sharing messages and we are sharing bits of information as they come through for people who may just be reading through, or for people who may be asking questions, or people who may be sharing some messages that had come through from them to share with others as well. It's a really, really fun little group, and I think you'd really enjoy it. I did want to share those few things with you before we got started. This past weekend, I've been working with this family for about two and a half years now, and their son had been discovered, and he had passed away, and we've been working diligently to begin to try to solve this situation and this the case. And as we were working this weekend, we were led to go to an area where there had been some other deaths and some other things that had happened, and we were led because we felt that there was others that had gone through similar situations that had led this young man that we've been working with to be put in the situation where he was. And we knew that there were others that had gone into kind of that same boat and that same thing. And recently this house had been demolished and taken down. And prior to that, because of some of the activities that were happening there, there were actually a couple of people who had lost their lives there. And we went in and we did some healing work and we did some work within the land. And one of the ladies from the Three Sisters that I was sharing with you earlier about actually did some balancing and cleansing and releasing work in the land there as well. And wanting it to be a positive piece of property again, a positive piece of land where healing could take place and where healing could become a part of the area and not the destructive and the addictive energies that were in that area and the people that had passed and the lives that had been lost and lives that had been lost in other ways other than through just death. And as we were spending time this weekend and we were doing this work, and I was actually working with a couple in a home across the street from the site and bringing them some peace and bringing them some comfort and closure as we were visiting about some of the things that they had seen and some of the things that they had experienced. And as we were doing this, I was on the way back to the home of the mother of this young man that we've been working with to try to solve his murder. And he came in and he brought in this message of love and this message of hope, and he has brought in the information and the knowledge of what had happened to him and how it had happened to him and who had done it. And the problem that we have is in our state and in where we live, the messages aren't received by authority, so we have to find another way, another means to get that information accepted and understood. I see that I have a caller on the phone, and I'll continue with this after I visit with them. Caller, go ahead. This is April.
Well, hi, April. This is Betsy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you?
Calling to get some input and perspective on what's been going on in the last couple of months in my life.
Okay.
I went to visit my daughter for the Labor Day weekend down in Atlanta, and she's like almost 40 and has 2 8-year-old grandchildren that are wonderful and fabulous husband, and we have a good, really good relationship, and it was very strange. Our visit was very strange because it was kind of like I was visiting somebody I didn't know. We didn't communicate the way we normally do. She was very quiet, and she wasn't, you know, mean or nasty or anything. She just was kind of held very closely.
Okay.
And when I went there, I went hiking and fell on September 6th hiking, and I'm 3 weeks out of recovering from that, and I fell on September 6th a year ago. So I'm just curious. My life has felt kind of like it's on hold.
Okay.
And I'm watching the air go by.
That's not normal. I'm not the only person in the world experiencing that right now.
Okay. Well, I'd like to know why it's happening for me.
I can. The reason I share that is I've had probably in the last month, I've probably had about 45 calls and emails from people that are like, what's going on? It just feels like everything has come to a screeching halt in the air and the energy around me. I just don't feel like I'm moving forward. So that's why I shared that with you. It's something that I'm noticing is, and for each person it's a little bit different, the things that are happening. To begin with, what is happening with your daughter's health? Did she talk to you about any health concerns that she may have?
Well, we're in communication on a fairly regular basis about her health concerns. She's had a number of them between her back and her breast and her... She had her gallbladder removed, and she's had a lot of stuff going on in the last year.
I'm really getting some hits on some of this stuff that was going on with this past visit has a lot to do with her health. It has a lot to to do with something that she doesn't. Now, see, because I can't read her, but I can read the energy between you and her and your place in that. And
okay,
it
okay.
feels like there's something going on there that she really doesn't want to bring you into an awareness of, because she doesn't want to, I guess, in her mind, unduly concern you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense in my experience, but it makes sense in what you're saying. Yeah.
That's kind of what it feels. You know her better than I do. Like I said, I don't ever cross a personal boundary, you know,
yeah.
in when I'm doing readings, so I don't like to force a reading through another person and, you know, why they would do that or why they would feel that way.
Right.
But it's almost as if she feels like you have enough on your own plate that she doesn't want to add to your situation. There's also something going on. You said she has grandchildren?
I have grandchildren, her children, her twins.
Her children, okay. It feels like there's something going on with the grandchildren that is also kind of creating a little bit of stress for her that she doesn't necessarily want to talk about.
Well, we've been doing, I do healing work, and I've been doing healing work on them for the last 2 weeks.
Ah, very good.
And we've been talking about it almost daily.
Good, good. But, I mean, when you were there, it felt like it wasn't necessarily. For some reason, it has a feeling of, and like I said, I don't like to read into another's area, but it has a feeling of almost. It's kind of like when we do things as mothers and we feel like we're failing. It's kind of like we feel like we're not doing the best that we can do for our kids. And she's being very self-critical of herself right now for that. And the reason I'm sharing that and I'm picking that up from her is because she feels, I'm gonna kind of switch it a little bit here because of how I'm receiving it and how I'm feeling it. Expectations. When she was younger and growing up, you held, a pretty strong level of expectations with her, and not in a negative way, but it's like you could see her potential, so you worked really hard to bring that forward, and that's what she's trying to do with her children, and she feels like she's not meeting those expectations.
Really? She's like doing amazing stuff. And
so what I would do is maybe tell her that, maybe share those words of encouragement with her.
Okay.
Just, you know, just kind of honoring her space, honoring who she is, so that she feels a little bit more comfortable. It just feels like there's some kind of almost a guilt, almost a I'm not making the mark is the
really?
Statement that I'm hearing with that. And on your healing from your fall, they're saying you have some patterning that is something you want to work on doing some breaking with. Have you ever done the Reiki training?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a Reiki master?
No, I have been training two different kinds of Reiki. I have received Jikiden Reiki is the last one I received.
Okay. Have you received the distance symbol?
Yeah.
Okay. What they're asking me to share with you is with that distance symbol, that distance can go back and it can go forward and it can move back in the past and heal things. So what they're telling me to share with you is send that healing energy to the past and break those old patterns of things that are happening. Of, you know, for example, the injuring yourself. It just feels like you have some old patterning going on.
So September 6th, a year ago, I fell, and from the information I got, I had help falling on my bicycle, an entity was intending to kill me, actually, and I didn't die, but that happened on September 6th last year, and then on September 6th this year, I fell and basically immobilized myself for the last 3 weeks.
Definitely put that healing energy on that, because once you put that energy into that and you set that into motion, it's going to stop whatever entity, it's going to stop whatever force is trying to come against you and slow you down and shut you down. You said you do healing work and you do healing energy. A lot of times those type of things will come up and we'll start getting hits with by things like that because we are doing the work that we're doing and they want to stop us. And so one of the things you want to do is you want to break the pattern of it. You want to break the energy of that. And you can use the distance symbol with Reiki to go back and do that, adding in a few of the other symbols that are going to help give it the power, help give it the grounding that you need. For some reason, they're really stressing that with me. It's you're one of the first few people that I've talked to outside of a class that they've really been showing me this, because I'm actually visualizing and seeing the different symbols, and they're saying to draw in that energy, to put in your protective barriers, to put in your protection, but to also break whatever it is that's kind of creating this negative event for you.
Okay.
The other thing I'm hearing is one of the reasons that you're kind of in a holding pattern is you're actually beginning to shift a little bit of, I don't know how to put this, you're shifting a little bit of your reality, you're shifting a little bit of your awareness of how you're walking your life and how you're going through some of the everyday situations is the best way I know how to word it. I'm actually seeing you're making some changes. I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but it feels like it's something like moving into more of the wiser wisdom years.
I'm 64.
Feels like you're moving into the wiser wisdom years. And that's what they're really showing me, that you need some quiet time right now. Becoming an elder, that's a word that they're using with me. Becoming an elder who can bring the wisdom and the knowledge forward from the things that you've learned as you've gotten to this point.
Okay. How does that relate to the man that's supposed to have been coming into my life in the last year and still hasn't shown up?
That is being blocked. That is coming through with that same type of a blocked energy that I was feeling when we were talking about the fall that you had taken a year ago and then the fall that you took this year, has a very similar type of a signature within that energy. There's a block going on. And it's not within your own space. It's an external block that's trying to keep you from having a happy heart. It feels like trying to keep you pushed down. You have a very powerful message to bring forward, and that's one of the reasons why sometimes we have those type of things happen. So when you get yourself fortified and you get yourself, that may be the reason for the quiet time right now, and to bring in that quiet wisdom and that time of sitting back and just being really quiet.
So do you see a man coming into my life?
I see a man, and I see him actually standing outside of what looks like a force field.
Mine.
Yep. Something that has presented itself between you and this person.
And it's still there.
Yep. There's something you need to do to dissolve that, and I would start with sending healing to it. You know how to do that type of work because you're already doing that. Mm-hmm. I would send more, and I would beef it up. I would give it a little bit of an extra punch. And for some reason, I'm seeing the rainbow of colors. Something about drawing in the colors is going to help you work through that as well.
Okay.
I'm hearing wisdom of the ages. Wisdom of the ages, that you're actually moving into an elder position. On your own personal walk, on your own personal situation.
Okay.
And as far as the gentleman goes, it almost feels like there's a slight bit of hesitancy on your part as well. And that
really?
May be a part of that force field.
Oh.
It may be something that the force field may be on a subconscious level or on a cellular level, giving you a reason to hold on to it. I'm trying to think of an example that they're showing me five or six different things, so I'm trying to grab onto which one they want me to share. Kind of the type of thing, a comment, maybe a joke, something like that, is something that they keep kind of throwing in your mind, which you don't realize that it's coming from that force field. Now, the only word I can think of that comes through that I could explain this energy that I'm feeling that's between you and this other person. It looks like a crystal clear with like whiteness to it, like a veil. There you go, like a sheer curtain. That's the best word. Sometimes it's
okay. Yeah, veil. Fit. Mm-hmm. Feels like a veil.
Yeah.
Feels like there's some kind of veil between me and him.
Yep. I can totally, that's what I'm seeing. I can see him and I can step around it and I can see him, and then I can step back onto the other side of it and I can see you. It's a matter of getting to the point where you can push through that yourself.
So I can do a healing on that force field?
Yes, you can.
Okay, that's what I'll do then.
And start within yourself. Start within your own heart and start bringing healing through that channel.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. You have a great week.
You bet. Thanks, April. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I see that I have another caller. Caller, go ahead. This is April.
April, this is Nathaniel from California.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
How can I help you today?
I was wondering if you saw anything in your crystal ball for me, or
my crystal ball. Don't have one on the table right now. Darn, I forgot to bring it. What I do see is I'm seeing that you're. Do you do? Okay. What I'm picking up is. How do I present this so it doesn't sound like I'm saying this in a negative tone, and I don't mean to. Do you do kind of like skeptical type of presentation of information?
I don't know if I really think so. I don't know. I really don't do any presentations professionally.
Right. Well, I mean, like I don't know how to word it.
It's okay.
I'm kind of seeing like, what I'm doing is seeing is I'm seeing you kind of like sitting and you've got a couple friends around, and when you talk about something, for example, if it's a political situation, you carry a skeptical view about it and you present it. I don't know why I'm seeing you presenting if you're not a presenter, but it could be just with friends. It could be just
I could be becoming like a reporter or something like that.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm picking up then.
I could be becoming a reporter or have my own radio show. I think somebody said that. There's a lot of people having their own radio show now.
Right, and that's what it feels like. And it's kind of like I'm seeing the face of a gentleman here who he actually does. I don't know if he does a radio program, but he does like a column and he does like a website, like a blog site. And on there, he puts out and he gives out his viewpoints on some of the different issues that are happening out and about and around. And for some reason, that's the kind of energy I'm seeing around you.
Oh, someone like that writes reports about, you know, radio shows or different people or something?
Yeah, yeah, kind of along that line. Are you looking for a new angle, a new avenue?
Well, actually I am, because I never really did work on the psychic work, but they're asking me to work at a psychic fair Saturday.
Okay.
So that's, I'm kind of doing that, and maybe it'll lead to something else, and as a, you know, as a reporter or something.
Bringing information for it. Just what it feels like is sharing a viewpoint. It's kind of like taking a topic. I'm going to use this for an example. It's like taking a topic of, should we eat oranges to get vitamin C? And then playing the advocate on it and saying, you know, with all the hormones added in the plant's fertilization, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, how that affects that plant to not be such a, you know what I'm saying? But yet on the other hand, also being able to present the benefits of what vitamin C can do to help boost the immune system, la, 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 that type of thing is what I'm hearing and seeing.
All right, well, thank you.
I'm definitely seeing that, and your activity and your role with the psychic fair, have they asked you to do a booth or have they asked you to be a helper? Because I'm seeing you helping a lot of people.
I don't know. They just asked me, I think, to do like a booth or something. I think they wanted me to tell, you know, which, you know, I do astrology and that kind of thing, and personology and namology, that kind of thing.
Okay, okay. And in that, definitely you're going to be able to play both parts of that, because in personology, for example, you can see the good and you can see the other angle as well of things that could be creating a block or a, you know what I'm saying, the being able to show both sides of it.
Oh, yeah, oh, sure, yeah.
I can definitely see that happening. But I see you also helping a group of people. I see you kind of really spending time with a group of people. So I don't know if they've asked you to be a speaker, but that may be something that you want to put in the back of your mental drawer to pull out at a later time, that you're going to be able to start bringing messages and information forward. I was getting that from the beginning. That's why I was asking you if you did what you did, because I can see you in that role.
As a critic or something, as a writer or critic or something.
Yeah, yeah. It may be even just starting like a blog or a social network or something along that line of sharing information, whether it be for the, you know, astrology, whether it be for personology, that type of thing, and or like you said, a critic or something along that line.
Reporter, you know, for anything, you know, for...
And it could be reporting on absolutely anything from... You know, if you wanted to stay in the health realm, it could be from nutrition to energy healing to the benefits of massage to, you know, to debunking massage, whatever. You know, I'm trying to say how you would be able to present it to give it a round view so that people can see it and have all the information, and then they can take that and create a sound opinion, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I could see that, actually, but it was really kind of hard to say, though.
It was very hard to put into words what I was seeing. They kept showing me the gentleman who does something who's very similar to that type of work here, and I couldn't, you know, I just... But that's what it feels like, that they're wanting you to start kind of venturing into. I don't see it replacing like a daytime job, but I see it becoming something that can really take a hold and really move forward if you work on it dedicated.
How do you see finances for me? Is that going to work out okay? Or?
Your finances right now are okay. But they could be better, and they want to be better, but you're holding yourself back for some reason.
Uh-huh. I don't know
if it's something you don't necessarily feel the need for, but they have it there to give to you. I'm seeing it as this reservoir, and it's just simply like taking a butterfly net and just kind of going, okay, I take what I need, rather than allowing yourself to accept the flow.
Yeah, someone said that I might be buying a new house right now, but they put that off, you know, like 3 to 6 months. Is that something like what you see, or do you see me moving at all?
I see the potential for a house, yes. I see the potential for the house being, and I am agreeing with what I'm seeing a few months down the road here, because of some economical changes that need to shift just a little bit more.
So I'm actually waiting for the economics to switch more, not so much. I haven't finished my remodeling project here, but
uh-huh.
We're all in perfect timing together.
Yep, yep. There's something about an economic change that needs to take place.
That's really informative. You're really good.
Oh, thank you.
Do you mind if I ask you your birthday?
4/14, and I'm not giving you the year.
That's my dad's birthday. That's my dad's birthday. He passed away a long time ago. I see that everywhere, 4/14 everywhere.
Those happen to be my numbers.
You're actually born the day of tradition.
Cool.
You're born the day of tradition. You're very traditional.
Oh, I think I'm a little bit. Yeah, okay.
Oh, and, you know, that's Aries 3, where you're born the week of the pioneer.
Okay. That I can see.
Okay. Well, that was really surprising.
Well, thank you. And I do have another caller, so I'm going to let you go. And
God bless you. Thank you.
We'll chat again sometime. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I see that I have Julie. Caller, go ahead. This is April. Hello? Is there a caller on the line still? I'm not getting the caller. That's okay. If she's back on or she comes on, if they can let me know again, that would be great.
Hello?
I was sharing with you. Oh, there she's back now. This is April. Go ahead, Julie. Hello? I'm not hearing them. Okay. Well, this, I wanted to share with you a little bit more about what I was working on this weekend with this young man, because he was bringing in a message. He had actually, we're trying to solve his murder, is kind of in a nutshell what we've been working on for this past little bit of time. And, okay, they said my caller is back on. Julie, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Thank
How
you
can
for
I help you?
My call? Well, my husband and I have been having a very interesting time for about the last, I don't know, several months, and we just seem to have this block. And
okay.
I'm not sure if it's, I don't know what it is. And he and I used to just think right along the same lines. And now, no matter what we do, it seems like we cannot come together. And I'm just wondering if there's something, you know, what's going on?
This is not a first for either of you, correct?
Right.
Are you both? Okay. I was definitely feeling that there's something about that going on. There's something about, once again, I'm getting that old patterning stuff like I was getting with one of the other callers. Some of that old stuff from some of the other relationships
yeah.
is kind of starting to spin into this one.
Yeah.
You're
trying to figure out how to stop it.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying. Now that they're showing what it is, it's a little bit easier to pick it up a little bit. Is your husband's work in a little bit of a quandary?
Yes, we are having a real hard time. We've had to park our truck, and he's having to work for someone else, and we're wondering if we should be moving into a different type of business. I am really drawn to organics and farming and things like that, and he's still just not quite sure. And so, you know, with everything else that's going on with us, that's not moving anywhere either. So,
I definitely see the organics and doing the farming and doing that as being very beneficial for you. I'm seeing that as a very strong point for you. It's going to connect you back to Mother Earth, and it's also going to help you be able to begin to provide and do for others and through what society is going to need, because we've gotten to the point where things are so the word they're giving me is contaminated. Things are so contaminated that we need to go back to the organic and
right.
start being able to grow our own and do our own.
I'm feeling really pulled to that.
And I can see that as something that's really strong there. I'm seeing him seeing things as numbers. He's seeing things more, you know, I don't want to see us growing organic potatoes when we have to worry about keeping our lights turned on.
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing. And you had made the comment that your truck is parked right now and that he's working for another person. That has put him in a mental state that he may not even be aware of within his own self of failure.
Right.
When that failure energy came in, that starts to put up blocks. I have failed her. Okay, hence some of the old things that may have happened in other relationships. I failed her and now that marriage fell apart, so we're destined for that same type of thing. Or those type of feelings are what's kind of dancing around in the energy field around you guys right now.
Okay.
So what how I would handle that and how I would move forward with that is what type of business was he doing with the truck? Was he hauling? Was he a big hauler?
Yeah, we were logging. We were
logging. Okay, I'm seeing a large vehicle. I'm seeing I'm not seeing like a large pickup truck. I'm seeing a large vehicle.
Right, it's a Peterbilt.
And that makes sense. What I'm seeing. I don't know if there's a way that he could find. I'm trying to pick up how they're saying he needs to do something that is of his and for himself, for you guys to be stronger.
Right. Do you see us, you know, right now we live in California and neither one of us, you know, it's changed so much. We live up in the mountains and it's changed so much where we are. We don't see ourselves really doing anything with regards to the organics or anything here anymore. And I kept getting Utah the other day, and I just wonder if you see us moving out of state.
What I saw and what I heard the minute you said it was I saw and heard something about the state of Oregon. And when you say Utah, my eyes got big. With Utah, I feel like you need to go there to get information and possibly to learn something is the call that's going on in Utah. I can't say is that I see you living in Utah.
Okay.
I see, for some reason, I see more of a drawn, being you being more drawn towards the Oregon area. There's something about fertility there. I'm hearing the word fertility. And I think the fertility is not necessarily just to do with growing organics and that type of thing. But I feel like for you, that there's some type of fertility there of helping your life to expand and grow.
Okay.
There's something about that area that has a very positive vibration for you. I don't do charts and I don't do locations and stuff, so when they show me stuff like that, I kind of share it with a little bit of hesitancy, but they're showing it to me strong enough that I would consider it. I would maybe Google online some information that you want to learn about, and you're going to actually find that there is a school for it in Utah. That's going to be your Utah connection. Do you have family in Utah? There's a personal connection there for you as well.
Wow. Okay, I wonder.
It could almost be like you're going to find or discover that you have like an extended family member or like a long-lost, you know, six generations removed family member that you'll actually find in that area as well.
So do you see us being able to get past this war between us, whatever's going on with our...
I was just going to say, that block that's going on between the two of you, it's you have really got to get to a point within that to understand that those old patterns need to be broke. Those old things that happened in past relationships and past situations are not this relationship and are not this circumstances. So you kind of need to work on your part to try to bring that balance in. And I don't mean like if you're in a heated conversation with this person and you're not going to say to them, well, I'm not so-and-so. But no, it's more of that bringing in that balance of compassion and understanding that you both are in a different relationship, and that this relationship, you know, the hope, the positive, that type of thing. And yeah, we've had to make a few changes and we've had to, you know, do this, this, and this. But you need to get rid of those old memory patterns, because something is stirring within him. Something is stirring an old memory of the old relationship. And he's almost like running scared. He's almost... And like I said when I was talking to the other woman, I don't like to read somebody who I'm not talking to or who isn't asking the questions. but I'm reading the energy that I'm feeling that's around you. Mm-hmm. That there's that feeling of there's something that's really scaring him. There's something that's really got him concerned and is, and it's being projected from the old relationships.
Okay.
And as far as breaking these blocks and breaking these barriers, I don't know why I'm hearing cinnamon oil. I'm hearing nutmeg oil, if you can get a hold of some essential oils. I'm also hearing bringing some lavender into the space. What they're showing me is that you're taking, like, a washcloth and putting a few drops of these different oils on the washcloth and actually tossing this in the dryer as a way to infuse this oils into clothing so that you're not necessarily going to get the fragrance of it that's going to be like, I know when my husband was like, I put lavender oil on anything, he just was go ballistic. But if I did it this way, he was not aware of it, but it's there very subtly to help calm that what's going on a cellular level.
Okay.
Also, with your bedding, I see if you do something along that lines, using fragrance, I'm hearing using fragrance and color that's going to bring romance back and kind of put out the fires.
Mm-hmm.
Turning back more to romance than to the fires. I don't know what that means, but that's what they're saying.
Okay.
I guess what I'm hearing is that, this is kind of strange, I'm hearing that a bedroom is a place for love, romance, warmth, comfort, compassion, those type of things, mm-hmm. and it's not a place to have battles.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're having any arguments in the bedroom, get out of the bedroom, because that's going to affect the foundation, because the foundation of a relationship is on that love unconditional, that compassion, that warmth that you can share with one another, like you were talking about at the beginning, that mm-hmm. connection that you felt like you had and that you're not having now. It may be that you need to kind of move your conversations to a different location.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why they're showing me that, but they're saying you want to put the fire out in that area.
Okay.
And I think that may be something that's an old pattern situation as well, that what I'm seeing is like when he would, before, not with you, before when he would get home, he'd lay down in bed, and the first thing that would happen is na 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 na, and that created a kind of energy for him, and that's one of the patterns that needs to be broke within his space. So don't have any of those types of conversations in the area where he would want to relax, or where he would want to have compassion, or he would want to have comfort.
Okay.
And work on those old patterns. Try to figure out ways to change those without saying, I'm not so-and-so, or, you know, this is not the same. But try to figure out a way to do it in a subtle I'm me type of thing rather than
mm-hmm.
do it as a, you know, kind of in-your-face response.
Yeah.
Okay? Does that help?
Okay. Yes, it did.
All right.
Thank you very much. Okay, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. You have a great day, and we'll talk again.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The message that I was receiving to share earlier with everyone is to have hope, to keep yourself safe, and to have hope. And that's the main theme, and that was the main message of what I was getting over the weekend as I was working with the energy of this young man, and he was helping me as we were cleaning up after property that had been used for a negative vibration, a negative situation. And he wanted to bring that message across that no matter what is going on, no matter what is happening between yourself and a family member or yourself and a close friend or a spouse or a relative, is to always remember to have that unconditional love. Always remember to have that hope and that unconditional love that says, even though maybe you're messing up, maybe you're not doing something that's in the best vibration or in the highest vibration, keep holding on to hope. Keep holding on to the knowledge that there's a love there. There's that unconditional love. And to hold on to that hope, never let go of it. Never give up on him. Never let go of it. In his particular situation, his wife had gotten caught up into things that she shouldn't have been caught up on. And he was trying so hard to help her, and that's where he forgot to keep himself safe. But he never could give up the hope of helping her, the hope of helping make a difference in her life. And that's the message that he's sharing, is that no matter what's going on, always love them, always be there supporting them, always be there to help them, but always keep yourself safe as well. A few programs ago, there was a young man who came in who had been killed on a motorcycle. He was up overlooking a city scene, and some young people had ridden by and had accidentally shot, and they were shooting out of the window of the vehicle. There is soon going to be something that's going to be revealed about kids that are in these areas driving and shooting and doing this type of things, that's going to be in the local paper. And you're going to want to watch for this. You're going to want to be aware of this. If you lost someone, I believe it's your son who you lost, that he's been trying to get this message across. Watch the local paper, because they're going to start revealing some of this information. And as that comes forward, you want to start connecting with law enforcement once again on his case and on his death, and see if there's not some connections there. There's a person who is contemplating getting a kitten for their daughter. You have a family member who is on the other side. It's not like a grandmother. It's not like an aunt or an uncle. It's someone who is removed. And they're telling me to tell you that you do not want to get the kitten, because it's actually going to develop an allergic reaction for your child. That right now is not the perfect time to get this kitten. So if you've been contemplating getting that, a kitten or something along that lines for your child, you really want to sit with that and not make the decision based on emotion and, oh, it's so cute and so fuzzy and so wonderful. But take into consideration that it's going to, you have the potential for developing an allergy type, almost asthmatic type of reaction for this child. So before you make the commitment, make sure you've really weighed out the that. Make sure that you know that it's going to be not something that's going to affect your child's health. This is coming from, like I said, it's a family member, but they're removed. It's not somebody, I can't say it's Uncle Charlie or your grandmother, but it's somebody in that, you know, like in your family nucleus, but removed from you a little bit, that they've come through with that information. I'm seeing a mother who is very contemplative and is listening to the appeal of her daughter, that she is wanting to enter into the military. And your husband is on the other side, and he has come through, and he is trying to calm your heart. He's trying to calm. Apparently, he was military. Apparently, his family was military, so you've actually been a military family. And I believe that's part of your reason of hesitation and your reasoning for not feeling real positive for, you know, saying yes. For your family member to go in the military, your daughter. It's definitely your daughter that is wanting to go there. I'm hearing him share the message and the information of saying, don't let her go. You're having that hesitancy for a reason. I see I have another caller. Diane, go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Could I ask if maybe you're able to connect with someone for me that would have a
message?
Sure.
Okay. The minute you asked, I actually have an older woman. I'm trying to see if it's a grandmother or an aunt. I believe it's an aunt that is actually spending more time with you than, you're very aware of them, are you not?
I think I am. Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay, because they're showing me that they've been spending time around you a little bit more than usual, and that's almost kind of got you sitting back going, why are you here so much? Does that fit?
It does.
Okay.
What's the answer to that question?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I wonder what the answer to that question would be. Why they're around so much?
Are you around somebody who is preparing to make their transition?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm gonna rephrase that. You're around somebody who's getting prepared to make a transition. I do not want you to go, oh my gosh, somebody's going to die. No. It feels like there's someone that you're going to offer words of encouragement and hope and, kind of saying the right words. And it could even be like if you're standing in a checkout line and there's a gentleman in front of you and you just kind of start small talking with him. She's there to help you have the words to say to other people as they're beginning to go into this preparing for transition. Have you ever done that
April,
type of work?
I haven't, but this boyfriend that I was with that I'm not really seeing at all, his mother I don't think was even diagnosed to make it through the year. So you're correct. Now that I think back, it's just he's really not prevalent in my life, but he would probably call me in that position.
Okay.
Now that you shared that. So I think you're really right on.
I think that's part of why she is with you, why she's around you so much right now, because this is something that's going to kind of be a new path for you. Being able to share those words of hope, those words of encouragement, because she's going to help you be able to, it's kind of almost going to be like you're just going to start small conversations with people you don't even know, and just, they're just going to be words of love and comfort and hope, so that they're going to know that they can transition, but it's not like you're going to say, now when you transition, you're going to, da, da, da. No, it's just going to be those really still little encouraging type of words. That she helps bring through, that she's going to help, you're moving into a new position. A way that she can help facilitate helping others, putting you in a position to be facilitator of helping others as they're beginning to make shifts and changes within their lives as well as transitioning.
How exciting. Really,
yeah.
Truly.
That's why she's
really
been around a lot more.
I love it. Okay. That's wonderful. Well, thank
you. There's also a younger person that's in your energy as well. Did you lose any children?
No, I haven't. I did not.
There's a young person who feels like they could have been it could have been a child of yours, and it could have even been I don't know how to word this, could have even been from much younger years in your life.
Okay.
That this child is very much in your space, and I'm really feeling that I need to share with you the expression, allow the inner child to have some freedom, that you're being very serious right now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Allow yourself some of that inner child, that free, that carefree, that happiness. And I'm feeling this as a child's energy. I'm not saying I feel this as your inner child energy coming forward, but I'm feeling this as like a little child standing there saying, come play with me, come play with me.
Right.
Is how I'm feeling it and how they're coming across to give that message to you. You're being very serious right now in your life, and we all have just reasons for being in that place, but we also need to have some fun too.
April, did I do the right thing breaking up with the gentleman I broke up with?
Yes.
Good, good.
They're saying you definitely did because it was not going to be a safe situation.
Thank you. That makes me so happy. Thanks again for your insight.
Thanks for calling. You have a great day.
Love your shows. Bye.
Bye-bye. There's also someone who is having the feeling that they need to have some blood work done, that they have the feeling that they need to have their glucose levels checked, And there, you're having this feeling and you're having this guiding in this direction because it is something that you definitely need to have done. You need to get this testing done because I believe your medication is not at the proper dosage. You're going to need to do some correction on this. You've been having some situations where you have felt like you're taking your medication and you kind of feel like you're high. And the dosage is way too high for you. You need to go in and have some retesting done, and you need to have some things reevaluated. You've apparently lost some weight, and that's put you in a position where your body's starting to shift and change a little bit. I'm feeling and I'm hearing that there's a power source or power grid creating a silent, deafening sound, and it's coming from some location in Oregon. That you are hearing this and you feel like you're absolutely nuts because you're hearing it and nobody will believe you. There is something that is going on. There is a power grid somewhere that is creating that sound. You are not losing your mind. You are not crazy. There is actually, I can hear it. It's a very, I almost want to say it sounds like a railroad, like a train running down a railroad track. It has that type of vibrational sound to it. No one's listening to you right now. It is going to be revealed in about 6 months what it is and where it's coming from. But in the meantime, don't let this sound or this noise become so overpowering and overbearing that you feel like you're losing it. Bring in music, bring in sound, bring in other vibrations that's going to help change that and help change the feeling that it gives to you, because you'll tend to start hearing it and then you shut everything down, and when you do that it begins to overconsume you, where if you bring in other sound and other noise, it's not going to do that so badly for you. I see we're at the top of the hour once again, and this time just seems to go so fast, and it just passes by just as quickly as it can. And I wanted to say thank you for listening today. It's been an honor and a privilege of sharing messages from those who are across the veil, and our guides and our masters and the teachers. Also, I want to encourage you to check out our websites, whitewolfapril.com, and if you're interested in connecting with a social networking on information from those across the veil, it's acrosstheveil.ning, ning.com. And have a great week. We're going to be on a couple more times during the week, but you have a wonderful week, and this has been such a privilege. Until we're together again, may your life be blessed with love, light, and the unconditional love of hope. Until next time, have a great day.